Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily for the week of Monday, April 23rd. Currently, we're starting off the week with May corn up a penny, May beans down 8.5 cents, and May wheat down 0.75 cents. Export sales this morning were really miserable, except for the corn. The corn was a good number, 1.7, but the beans were terrible at 470. The wheat, not too bad, 619, a little bit of a pickup from what we've seen out here. They did get some rains in Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska over the weekend. Looked like 0.75 inches to 1.5 inches in some places. It'll certainly help the wheat that had a chance, but there's so much wheat in Oklahoma and Kansas that just may be beyond repair out here. So I believe that the wheat market in the weeks ahead can move higher, even though the demand has been so terrible for U.S. wheat. The beans, there's more talk about the Chinese taking Canadian beans or taking, it's either Uruguay or Paraguay beans, so they're trying to avoid the U.S. We haven't seen any new export announcements in quite some time, so the beans have been under some pressure. Funds are long. As far as the corn goes, we're up a little bit here today, 1.25 cents on Dease. But it looks like we're getting a chance to get some planting activity done here this week. We'll see what the crop ratings show. I think we'll be up just a tad from last week, but still well behind. But, you know, in the next 10 days, the weather for much of the Midwest looks cool. We're going to have a couple of 60-degree days, a couple of high 40s. But relatively dry, and I think a fairly good opportunity for guys to get into the fields and plants. So I think it's going to be tough for the corn to rally unless there's a real problem with the Brazilian crop, the second Brazilian crop, which looks to be under a little bit of stress out here. Overall, the funds remain long. Corn, about 150 corn, 150 beans. They're short about 60, 70 wheat. That may have some play here. The dollar, which was just down to about 89 cents, is back up to 90.65. That certainly won't help exports. The ruble's lower. That's not going to help. So we'll see where we go here. But I think we can see lower prices in the corn and beans and higher prices in the wheat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.